The next reality we have to face is this, the intentional rejection. It's one thing for God to reveal himself in nature. It's another thing for God to put himself, a longing for him in our hearts. It's another thing for Christ to specifically reveal God, who he was. By the way, if you ever want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. He is God who came in the flesh. The Bible says he fully exemplifies, he fully lives out the character and the nature of God his Father. But then there's an intentional rejection. Verse 21 says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. And although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal human beings and birds and animals and reptiles. Who is Paul talking about? Verse 18 says that all the godlessness of men. Verse 21 says they. He's talking about all people, which includes you and me. I don't care what your standing is. I don't care what your reputation is. The Bible says we are all lumped together as human beings. We all came from the same two parents. We all have the same dysfunction. We all have the same disorder. We are all desperate sinners. And that's exactly who Paul is speaking to, all ungodliness of men and women.